After days of gunfire, anti-government protesters cheer at the sight of what is left of the presidential motorcade. Burkina Faso's special forces turned their weapons against the president's security detail. Several people were wounded.
What's going on here right now? Nothing's going well. We expected a lot from President Roch, and he's only disappointed people more with new appointments, always with a new government. But he was the real problem.
For the president's party, this was an attempted assassination on a democratically elected leader. Roch Marc Kabore survived, but his time in office was up. A band of soldiers calling themselves the Patriotic Movement for Safeguarding and Restoration, led by this man, Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Damibé, appeared on state television, saying they had ousted Kabore, the government, and suspended the constitution.
The movement, which brings together all the components of the defense and security forces, has thus decided to put an end to the power of Mr. Kabore on the 24th of January 2022, a decision taken with the sole aim of enabling our country to get back on track and to gather all its forces in order to fight for its territorial integrity, its recovery and its sovereignty.
Kabore faced growing discontent in his inability to deal with the rising attacks of armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL. Millions have been displaced and thousands killed. What appeared to be a mutiny on Sunday, with soldiers asking for more means to deal with the ongoing threats, escalated into a military takeover on Monday, with special forces taking over both the national TV station and the presidential palace. Earlier in a tweet, President Roch Marc Kabore asked soldiers to lay down their arms in the interest of the nation, calling for dialogue. The West African body ECOWAS called on the soldiers to return to their barracks, while the EU urged the immediate release of the president. The UN expressed condemnation.
A third coup in West Africa. I will say that ECOWAS, the regional organization, has been extremely responsive and strong and unified in their responses to these coups.
After Mali, Guinea, now Burkina Faso, soldiers are yet again toppling an unpopular but democratically elected president in the name of the people, promising to restore peace in a region gripped by violence and uncertainty. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.